The most delightfully fascinating character in the realms of mystery, Earl Derbigger's Charlie Chan. Charlie Chan, Honolulu's famous detective, has constantly maintained that the apparently senseless and brutal murder of Colonel Willoughby has a bearing on the fact that the murdered man has been searching for his son, who is believed killed in the war. The Colonel, a guest at Mr. Blake's home in San Francisco, had been struck down in the dimly lighted hallway. None of the guests could possibly be considered a suspect, yet Simmons, the butler, had been evasive in his replies to questioning. The Honolulu detective had hinted that Simmons had known the Colonel before, and this Simmons had denied. But now, Charlie Chan has found in the murdered man's papers proof that Simmons had known Colonel Willoughby in England. Inspector Chan and Inspector Duff of Scotland Yard are in Blake's study when the suspected Simmons knocks on the door.
Come in, please.
You rang, sir?
Yes, Simmons. Is Mr. Blake at home?
Yes, sir. Mr. Blake, sir, is in the library. You wish to speak with him?
If you please, Simmons. Has Sergeant O'Brien arrived yet?
Sergeant O'Brien, sir, is in the gymnasium on his hands and knees, sir, examining the floor with a magnifying glass.
Indeed. You seem to find some measure of humor in the situation, Simmons.
Begging your pardon, sir, but considering Sergeant O'Brien's sarcastic remarks about Sherlock Holmes, I do find a tinge of humor in his position, sir, if not the situation.
Yes.
By Jove, you know, that's something I haven't done for a long time. I have half a mind to join the sergeant. In fact, I shall. After you, Simmons.
Yes. Wonder what the deuce Duff has up his sleeve. Something on his mind.
Undoubtedly, yes. But what? Ah, well, we shall learn in due course. Miss Evelyn.
Yes, Mr. Chan.
You have arranged these newspaper clippings, notes, and diary on that table?
Yes, Mr. Chan. Everything is as you wished it.
Splendid. I think, yes, I am certain that now it would be better for you to get some rest. You will stay here.
Here, Mr. Chan? Oh, but I have my room at the hotel.
Yes, quite so, yes. You have none of your things here. I realize that. And I took the liberty of having the hotel people send them here.
But why? I can just
as easily... Yes, quite, Miss Evelyn. If murderer has any thought that you may know something regarding Colonel's search for son, he will as ruthlessly kill you as he has Colonel.
Oh.
No, Miss Evelyn. Until such time as murderer is under lock and key, you do not move from under our eyes.
I think you're right, Inspector. I only wish I had your optimism in regard to capturing the killer.
Do not worry, Sir Reginald. We shall catch him.
But you haven't the slightest idea who he is, or what he looks like, or where to start searching for him.
Think, Sir Reginald. What other, shall we say, proverb do you make frequent use of at Scotland Yard? What other, besides essential clue, will carry you through?
I don't know exactly what you're driving at.
Is this remark not familiar? The murderer always returns to the scene of his crime.
Well, yes, I've forgotten that for the moment.
The murderer will in this instance do so. If not of his own volition, then because of trap which we shall bait and set for him. Consider too, if you please, we have not only to arrest murderer to avenge killing of kindly old gentlemen, but we must do so in order to free young man at present held in jail.
Oh, yes, I feel so sorry for that young man. I did when we, Sir Reginald and I, walked in on him at Colonel Willoughby's hotel room.
I have to admit that even though caught in the act, he didn't strike me as being a thief.
But until murderer is caught, that young man's life is not worth anything. I know that I'm right. Murderer will kill him if he finds out that he is young Douglas Willoughby. No, he is safer in jail, no matter how unpleasant.
Oh, there you are. Simmons told me you had returned.
First, Mr. Blake, can we impose upon you to the extent of having Miss Evelyn provided with sleeping quarters? I am fearful of allowing her out of our sight.
Oh, yes. Afraid the murderer might get her, too. Yes, I see. Why, certainly. Simmons will show you to her room. Will you ring the bell, Sir Reginald?
Of course.
Oh, I feel... That is, I really hate to put you to this trouble.
Oh, not at all. Delighted to have you with us. Oh, I almost forgot. This telegram arrived a short time ago.
Oh, thanks. Oh, just learned of my uncle's death. I'm flying from Chicago. Gerald.
Gerald? Colonel Willoughby's nephew?
Yes. We knew he was on a trip around the world, but we didn't know he was in the States.
Mr. Blake, may I use your telephone?
Certainly.
Thank you so much. Hello? Give me telegraph company, please. Yes. Thank you. Hello? Please send this for me. Addressed to Gerald Willoughby. Your uncle murdered. Come to Blake's, San Francisco. Signed, Duff. Where to? A telegraph company will have to call Chicago Hotel. You shall do that at once, and answer is required. Try expensive hotels first. Yes. Thank you so much.
What on earth? You're trying to find out whether or not Gerald is or was in Chicago?
Precisely.
Well, he couldn't have sent the first telegram if he hadn't been.
Perhaps I am overcareful, but between time murder was committed and sending of this telegram, murderer could have flown from here to Chicago to send said telegram.
Oh, but Gerald had no reason to kill the old man.
He believed he was heir to the estate?
Well, yes, that's true. But they were the best of friends. And in any case, Gerald has plenty of money of his own.
Man who has fallen in well does not require to be told that hole is there. When we receive answer to that telegram, we shall have either one way or other definite answer as to Mr. Gerald's whereabouts.
The young lady is ready.
Oh, well, yes. Thank you, everybody.
Rest well.
Anything you require, just ring for it.
Thank you, Mr. Blake.
Ah, here is Sergeant O'Brien. Well, Sergeant, did our prisoner talk?
Not a word will he say. Says he doesn't care what we do to him.
Simmons informed us that you were making exhaustive search of floor and gymnasium.
And that I did. I searched the floor for traces of mud, and I found that the man who made the footprint outside the front door walked down the hallway into the gymnasium as far as the motion picture machine and back onto the hall rug, and that's all.
Which finding would tend to substantiate our previous belief that the murderer slipped into house, handed note to Colonel, lowered him the hallway, and killed him all within the space of a few moments.
And that it does.
Ah, and here is Inspector Duff. I think, yes, I am certain, now is time to question Simmons.
Simmons? Is Simmons really mixed up in this affair?
Very much so, Mr. Blake, but in manner totally unexpected.
I've rung for him.
Thank you so much, Sir Reginald. Sergeant and Mr. Blake, we are asking you to bind yourselves to secrecy in what is about to be disclosed. It will make much that is not clear quite clear.
You rang, sir?
Close door, if you will be so kind.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Sergeant Major.
Yes, sir. I mean, did you speak, sir?
Useless to deny anything anymore, Simmons. Look, if you will be so kind, at these newspaper clippings. One is of particular interest. It shows Colonel Willoughby inspecting regiment of Birmingham volunteers. Figure of Sergeant Major follows escorting officers, as is the custom in British Army. Sergeant Major is Simmons by name.
I see, sir. There's no use, as you say, denying anything.
Quite correct, Simmons. On dark night, lighted way, no longer is oft times quickest way home. Full explanation is in order, I believe.
Yes, sir. It is really quite simple, sir. I was walking down Market Street one day. I saw a somewhat familiar figure looking at sporting goods in a window. I looked again and recognized him as Colonel Willoughby's only son. We had lunch. I tried to persuade him to let his father know he was alive.
Did he give any reason for his refusal?
Yes, sir, he did. He said that his father had at first believed the charge of cowardice against him, He said that he preferred to remain dead, sir.
Do you understand why the charge was preferred against him?
Yes, sir. He was ordered to retreat by his superior officer. He obeyed orders, sir.
His superior officer was afterwards killed?
No, sir. His superior officer denied giving any such order when inquiries were made later.
And there were no witnesses?
There were, sir. But neither the witnesses nor Lieutenant Willoughby would say a word, sir. The entire thing was hushed up as rapidly as possible, sir, once it was believed that Lieutenant Willoughby had committed suicide.
You thought that he'd done so too, Simon.
I did, sir. I was dumbfounded when I saw the young master on Market Street. Then, sir, when I learned that the colonel was coming to the house here to talk, I called Master Douglas and told him to come over. He wanted to see his father, to hear his voice, even if he did not disclose himself to him.
I understand, Simon. And young Willoughby left the house before the murder was committed?
Yes, sir, most certainly, sir. Shall I answer it, sir?
Yes, Simmons. We must try and get Simmons to tell us who the superior officer was who denied this order to retreat. There lies our solution.
You think so?
I am certain of it.
I remember the case, but as far as my memory serves me, no other officer was ever mentioned.
Telegram for you, Mr. Duff.
Oh, for me? Thank you. Excuse me, please.
Oh, pardon me, gentlemen. I shall answer the door again.
I can't make this out. Look, Gerald Willoughby, staying at Drake Hotel this past week, but left for San Francisco by plane 9:10 this morning. Manager, Hotel Drake.
An answer to my telegram. I desired to find out whether or not Mr. Gerald Willoughby was or was not in Chicago.
Well, according to this, he was, all week.
Oh, Gerald wouldn't be mixed up in this.
Then the fellow we have in jail is the colonel's son?
Yes, Sergeant. But you realize it is better that he remain there until we have murderer in our grasp.
And that it is, sir. The man that killed the father wouldn't hesitate about killing the son.
Now remember, please, everyone, we must continue our questioning of Simmons very carefully. We must find the name of officer who was responsible for tragedy.
I wonder what's keeping Simmons. He must still be at the front door. Open. By chance. Stop. Simmons. Quick, Simmons has been hurt.
What? Yeah. Out of my way, Inspector.
Yeah, call a doctor, Blake.
Simmons,
call a doctor.
This is Charlie Chan. Who was it?
Records. Get records. It was. I saw him.
So sorry. But it is too late.
Just when Simmons was about to disclose what he knew, the murderer strikes again. After you've heard from your sponsor, Inspector Chan will be with us again. Inspector Chan, what do you have for us this evening?
I have been thinking of persons who are always in hurry, who always ride roughshod, so to speak, to their goal. Chinese people have saying regarding saying.
Yes, Mr. Chan?
The wise man waits for the egg to hatch. He does not break it open with a hatchet.
Thank you, Inspector Chan, and good night.